Hey, Eddie, you know what's awesome?
What's awesome, my love?
My little oil biz.
It is awesome, isn't it?
Do you like that name? Mom's little oil biz?
Almost as much as I love you.
Let's do this podcast, Oterra style.
You got it, babe.
Welcome, everyone, to Mama's Little Biz podcast. My name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Angela, I am so pumped.
Me too. We're doing something a little different today.
As soon as I saw the name in our calendar, my eyes lit up and I'm like, oh, this is going to be good.
Yes.
I cannot wait to get to talking about the person who's just talking with the person who we're going to be interviewing today. But first, as always, let's do a proper introduction. How did you first run into that? I think you were the first person that met her.
I did. She popped on my Periscope. She popped on my Periscope, and like every good Periscope person who wants to promote that they're out there, she made some really valuable comments. She kind of lit up the whole scope and allowed me to like feed off her. And I thought, I gotta follow this person.
How long ago was that, by the way?
Oh my gosh. It's at least over a year and a half.
Has it been that long? Crazy.
I think so.
Okay, go on.
I think so. Yeah, it has.
Well, we'll ask her.
And so I got really curious. And when she popped up, I went in and listened and I was like, holy cow, this is someone that my people need to follow. So I started sharing her and we just kind of grew Perry family. That's so old school, but Perry family.
Exactly. This was before Facebook Live.
Yes.
I can say that this is what we were doing, Periscopes every day. And they're a little, for those of you guys who don't remember Periscope, when it first started, there was a little community going on with us and about maybe 15 or 20 other people that were Periscoping often.
Yeah.
And she just jumped in there and made the group so amazing. So go on.
Well, and she's not a network marketer.
Yeah.
So this was a little bit different. It was when I started sharing it was people were getting into the understanding of being positive, of being mentally strong, of seeing affirmations and all that good stuff. And so we connected over I think it was a Zoom call.
Yeah.
And then from there, it just went whatever we could do to send people her way, because there are people in this business who have the skill set. They just don't believe that they can actually get the words out of their mouth or that they can actually set up the class or they can actually make that trip out to convention because they've never flown alone. And this person brings that belief, that love of self, that whole understanding of everything. And I finally got to meet her at convention and I was so incredibly stoked. And so we're excited today to do something a little different and bring in the sticky affirmations queen, Amber Valdez. Amber.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm so happy to be here to meet your tribe and support you amazing individuals.
We just think the world of you. And I think the reason we think the world of you is because you bring such a beautiful light and understanding to people and their realities. And I think people need that. So let's talk about you. Let's stop talking about what people need, but let's talk about you and why you do what you do and who you are and where you came from.
Amazing. Well, I came from heaven, as we all did, right? Really quick, I just want to like speak to what you shared. I mean, when I first got into Periscope, I was in meditation and I just kept getting this like download from God or source or whatever it is you believe, just being like, you need to get on Periscope. You need to get on Periscope. And I was like, this is crazy. And so I went on and I found you, and you were doing a noon broadcast on Periscope, or excuse me, you were doing a daily affirmation scope at noon every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I chimed in and I was like, this is like my soul sister from another mister. And it was so kismet. And no, I'm not in network marketing, but you showed me that oils were cool. And I was like, these people are great. Like, this is awesome. And I get to support their tribe. And anytime it has to do with leadership, feminine leadership, I'm all about it. And so my purpose is to inspire a million people to live theirs. And I believe that all starts with self-worth. And so I have a long background in entertainment news. I was on a reality show on ABC Family, maybe some people have seen, called Beverly Hills Nannies. I was a fan favorite of that show. And I interviewed celebrities for over 10 years on and off the red carpet. And was just in this like Hollywood grind. And I live in Los Angeles and that was my childhood dream. But as I started to like, I guess, grow up and I started to just realize, took this amazing training and started to realize there's more to life than just taking, that there's got to be more. And I just knew that my soul was here to lead and to inspire. And I really just made that shift and recognized that I get to be compensated doing what I love, and that can be helping others and supporting others. And so I stepped into being the affirmations queen and the life purpose cheerleader. My web designer actually gave me that name because she saw the sticky notes in my house. My friend Javon gave me the name, the sticky affirmations queen, because he saw my post-its everywhere. It was like always my thing. And I would do it for friends to get their mind right. And I met another lifetime. Louise Hay is like my idol, my mentor. Yes. I'm manifesting this year to be a Hay House published author. Like, that's my jam. And at 19 years old, a book literally fell off the shelf at a metaphysical bookstore in Seattle. And I was 19 years old. And the book was You Can Heal Your Life.
Oh, I love it.
And like literally the book fell off the shelf in front of me. And I was like, someone just throw that? Like, it was very funny.
Wow.
And I just picked it up and bought it. I didn't question anything. And that book really taught me about reprogramming my thoughts to create the life I want. And this woman has beat cancer and was sexually abused, and she was homeless. And at 40 years old, she wrote her first book. At 50 years old, she started a publishing company. And this woman's in her 90s kicking some serious tail, from calligraphy to gardening to salsa dancing. I mean, she just doesn't stop. And so I've always looked up to this woman, and I grew up in a very rough childhood. My mom is not well mentally, and it was rough. And I was, you know, the Child Protective Services were at our house, and she was kicking me out often. And I'm not going to stay too long in this victim conversation, because it's made me who I am today. It taught me to be a hustler. It taught me to go for it. And for some reason, as a child, when people would tell me no, I would just be like, okay. And I'd find a way to make it a yes. And I always just had this like zest for like, no, we can do more. Right. And I never thought myself as poor. And, you know, we didn't have money, and my mom reminded me of that a lot. And so I created this scarcity conversation that I've worked really hard to get over. And so I really thought, okay, if Louise can do it, I can do it. And this was already something I'd already like believed as a kid. If I would just talk about something for long enough, it would happen.
Yeah. Right?
And if I would just say, no, that's what's going to happen. And I remember being 21, trying out for the NFL, for the Seattle Seahawks. And I had no formal dance training. I could barely touch my toes. Yes, I was a cheerleader in high school, but the cheerleading in the NFL and the cheerleading in high school is much different. NFL is more like dancing. And I have a smaller chest, right? And so like all of these, like, you know, society's like beliefs on what a cheerleader should look like, you know, can do the splits, flips, and big boobs, I guess you could say, I didn't possess. And I was like, no, I'm going to make the squad. And a lot of these girls have been dancing since they were 4 years old. And I just kept telling everyone, I'm making it. I'm going to be a seagull. And first round, second round, people were like, you probably aren't going to make it. My mom was like, yeah, you probably won't make it. I was just like, yeah, well, you're not coming to the game if I get tickets, you know, when I have tickets. But long story long, just continuing to just declare and focus and releasing how that was going to look like. And I made the squad. And so many times this belief of, if I just believe it, talk about it, and focus on it, it happens, just kept more and more results. And so fast forwarding back to, you know, I threw electronic music festivals. I was in casting. I was an assistant to high profile people. I would throw big parties for like the owners of Uber. Like, I had a million jobs from the time I was 15 to like now. I'm 38. And literally I've been in pretty much every industry you can think of, from, you know, restaurant management to being a waitress at a diner, to being a personal assistant, to being a bottle service girl, you name it, I've freaking done it. I've helped a lot of friends start their businesses. They bring me in. I fire everyone. I train everyone. And then I move on to a new office. And so I did that a lot in my 20s. And so what I realized is that I can be good at a whole bunch of things and then find a way to like support individuals. And that's why I call myself a life relationship and career coach, because I can support people who are building their business with their leadership, with their teams, with just their self-love and their self-worth and how they can heal relationships. And so I get a lot of clients, either one-off from Periscope or, you know, one-on-one coaching that are like, oh, I'm fighting with my upline. Like, how do I deal? Or my downline, or I'm, you know, my mom is just, and me aren't speaking. Like, how can I deal with this? And I'll support them with taking responsibility and giving them ways to communicate. So for me, this thing's happened real fast because for like many years, as I mentioned, I was really good at supporting other people and making money. And I was not being paid my worth. I was working sometimes 90 hours a week, getting paid pretty much like a minimum wage salary, but like a vice president, like, you know, responsibilities. Yeah. And I hit a wall around December last year. I was like, November and December, I was like, I can't do this anymore. I had it out with a friend of mine who runs a major electronic music festival in Seattle that I've been working on and off again for so many years. I'd gone into debt, didn't know my worth. I was couldn't pay my bills. So I was tapping into my savings, blew through my savings in a year, was using credit cards to basically eat because the money he was giving me wasn't compensating. And I was being promised a partnership, right? That was going to happen, but I didn't take care of myself and have the paperwork in place. And when he and I split, it was almost like universe God was like, no more, no more. Wow. And at that point I was like, I have to start working for myself. And I had a couple people that would call me for coaching and I would do it for free, of course. Right. And then I was supporting women with their abundance conversations, about 25 women I was coaching for about 25 years in this community. And so, or excuse me, 25 years for about 2.5 years. And at that point, I really just said, no, now I have to do this. And for 3 months I lived off credit cards. I went all in on my freaking business. I was like, this is the only way it's going to work is if I'm committed 100%. And yeah, was some of it tough? 100%. And when you guys met me, like I was barely getting by. I had to borrow money from my boyfriend for groceries and rent. And I was just like, I got to do this. Like, this is what I want. And this is what I'm being called to do. And then the beautiful blessing of Periscope came and the rest is kind of history. So to be honest with you, I've really only been taking this on full time. I think I started scoping last February. Yes. Like it hasn't even been a year. And in that time, I've created a 6-figure business. I have a number one best-selling ebook. I've created 2 online coaching programs to turn your crazy into your purpose with individuals from all over the world, from 21 to 60, who a lot of them are network marketers, supporting them in self-love, self-worth, affirmations, manifestation techniques, and really just leadership skills and getting out of their victim and owning their power. And I created the Worthy Goddess Workshop to support doTERRA girls at the convention last year. We had 35 women from all over come and get them to really learn to lead from their feminine leadership and to really give them tools to not be stressed out, to stay grounded, and to lead from that feminine divine and not leading from that masculine doing, and realizing by taking responsibility for their feeling and their energy, they can actually attract downline and customers by just who they be. And so really wanted to like support them in healing whatever was inside of them and their self-doubt. So the Worthy Goddess I plan on doing next year. And been around the world 4 times, got to, you know, build a well in Africa, and, you know, Periscope was very, very supportive with that, my Perry family. And you know, I'm just grateful to be doing what I love. And if it's possible for me, it's possible for everyone. And so that's why I'm just really excited to be here with you guys.
That's awesome. This is freaking cool. I dug everything you were saying. I had to sit down and write notes.
Now everybody knows why we wanted to interview you.
Yeah. Now everyone's like, oh, okay, we get it now, man. That's awesome. So I have some questions, but I mean, first off, the turn your crazy into your business, we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about that later. And your purpose, excuse me.
Sometimes my brain goes too fast with my mouth.
Oh, okay. So turn your crazy into your purpose. I want to talk about that a little bit later, but before we get to that, I was curious. I know that you had mentioned about, you know, your mom obviously being a great example of someone who is just in their head. It's not what they can actually do or not do. So you had a great example of that with her, but were there a lot of other people that you were surrounded with that you could see even as a child that they had a lot of, their own limiting beliefs before you even knew what that was as a child? Is that something you were able to pick up?
Oh, 100%. I mean, just the stories, you know, these stories. I mean, my dad is no longer with us, but one thing my dad did have was the belief. He would remind me, honey, you can do whatever you want. You can be whatever you want. You're beautiful. You're loved. And my dad lived in a trailer in the backyard of my grandma's house. They lived in a not so nice neighborhood in San Jose. And I just saw just so many parents just with their stories. They're like, oh, we can't afford that, or we can't go there. I mean, my dad was born and died in the same city. I mean, how sad is that? And it's not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just that like, I've been all over the world, and it's just like, I go to these places and I'm just like, everybody can do this. And so, yes, as a kid, I saw a lot of unhappy people. And I talk about that in my book, just like seeing people just like depressed and angry and stressed out. And I was just like, I do not want to be like this. Like, there's got to be more to life. If you don't like your life, change it. If you don't like your job, do something about it. And if you don't like being a parent, stop having kids and figure it out. I just remember being like, my mom was always complaining about how broke she was, but yet she didn't work a side job. She didn't work an evening job. And I saw other parents' families doing that. And so for me, it was just kind of like, why are you making me feel like, you know, I'm the burden here? So,
yeah. You know, I think you and I,
that was good.
Yeah, that was great. You and I have that in common. I was paying attention when I was a kid to the people around me. I didn't, you know, although I played a lot of basketball, watched a lot of movies, played a lot of video games, I did a lot of that because I got tired of seeing the people around me just being so unhappy. And the majority of them were my family.
Isn't it interesting, Eddie, that I found myself doing that as well? Anything I could do to not be home was what I did.
Yeah.
Every club I can be in, every sport I could attend, being a cheerleader, home was not a safe place. So I just occupied my time. I didn't want to be there because it was the vibe and the energy, and it was just an unhappy place. So
amazing what you pick up. Yeah, it's amazing what you notice when you're a kid. But if you're, I mean, I don't know that other kids are like that. I was like that, definitely, where I paid attention. I immediately thought, to me, getting a job was a bad thing because it stuck you where you are and you'll never get out of there. As a kid growing up, I didn't know that there was another way. I didn't know that you could build your own business and be your own boss. That never occurred to me, but I knew I didn't want to work for somebody. Even though I ended up doing that, cause I thought that's what you're supposed to do. I noticed that my family, a lot of people I grew up with, were working all the time and they were miserable.
Yes.
And I equated the two together. I put them two together big time. So
you're like, I'm never getting a job.
I hung it out as long as I could. I didn't get a job until I think I was like 20.
I wanna go into your story always amazes me. And it's true. You didn't start scoping the same time we did. I actually started scoping earlier. And that's why when you said I hadn't done it for at least, it had been at least 1 year. You're right on that one. I want to clarify that. But network marketing. So the reason I teach network marketing is because it allows you to, we all come to this place where we have desires and we have dreams and things that we want to do, where a 9-to-5 job, although we need people to work them and people do love them, when you work those jobs, you fall into the rut of no passion. Some of us fall into the rut of paycheck to paycheck. Some of us fall into where we lose ourselves completely. And so when I teach network marketing, it's because we all have these amazing dreams that we're not fulfilling. And the reason I teach people to do network marketing is because it allows you time freedom and financial freedom to discover and to live out what you're most passionate about. It's not about my dream is not to build a network marketing business, right? My dream is not, it's given me the financial stability and abundance and time freedom to pick up and do what I want. Obviously, I have 6 kids, so we just don't travel the world like I would love to. One day that's going to happen.
Heck yeah, it is.
But I want to put this into, I want from your own perspective, when people are building their business, they're having this thought of, this is hard work. When is it going to pay off? When is it going to pay off? When am I going to take those trips? When am I going to get that money? When am I going to be in that place that all these other people are at? What would you bring into play? Like that slow your roll moment, like, hey, let's look at this and why we're doing it from your own perspective and not from my place of, well, build the business, earn the money, take the trips. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
That makes sense.
100%. So I think it comes from getting the feeling of having it now and focusing on the feeling of it. And I know we talk a lot about the why, but if you're always focusing on later, 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 and there, and when am I going to get there? Your focus and intention is in lack. It's in scarcity. It's in not now. And it's, I don't have enough. It's not here yet. So that's where your energy is going. And you're literally blocking the flow of the universe for bringing it to you. Because I talk a lot about law of attraction, and law of attraction is just like the law of gravity. As soon as you find out the law of gravity, you don't start floating off the earth. All right. Like, it's just the law. And so like with the law of attraction, it's working whether you want, you believe it or not. You can't just turn it on and say, I'm going to work on law of attraction today. Law of attraction is an energetic experience. And I don't want to spend too much time there, but I strongly encourage you, if this is the first time you've heard the word law of attraction, explore it. Because that's that moment when you're thinking about someone and the phone rings, or you're thinking about somebody and you run into them, or you're like, oh, I'm going to find a parking spot, or you're focusing, talking about butterflies, and you walk outside and you see a butterfly. That is the law of attraction, and it's there, and you can't avoid it. And so for those individuals that are like, oh, I just want to have the money like Angela, you know, oh, I just want to, you know, travel like Amber, and like, oh, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? When isn't it going to happen? Instead of focusing on that, why don't you focus on what's working? I just got a new customer. My client loves their frankincense. My client that is having cancer is like feeling better. Like, focus on the little wins and the things that are working, and all of that will come. So it's like Esther Hicks talks about the path of least resistance. So if your intention is, I'm committed to being a silver and I'm going to go to Rome. Okay. That's great. That's your affirmation that you still get to say every day. You get to have your picture of Rome up. When you get in your rut and someone doesn't want to buy something and you're like, ugh, you look at Rome and you're like, I'm coming for you, Rome. And you're switching back into the feeling of happiness and joy and gratitude. Mm-hmm. Because if you're in a space of, I don't have any customers, I can't make my numbers. Sorry, that's my really weird voice.
That's perfect.
People
always laugh, like, why do you do that one? I'm like, I don't know who that is, but maybe it just reminds me of like an ogre or something. But where I'm going is like, you're not going to get more customers by focusing on not having it. And you're not going to get to Rome by focusing on not going there. Watch a Rome movie. Enter it into your subconscious. And so I want to give you an example of law of attraction.
I love this.
When I lived in New York City, it was freezing. And I was working for a model management company. I was working 90 hours a week. And it was so freaking cold that me and my two best friends would have the heat on in this 5-story walk-up apartment in Brooklyn, a half a block from the projects. And it was like this heat, it was so hot, it would go tss, 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 and like the steam would come out. We were so cold but so hot, and we would watch Blue Crush every single day for like 2 weeks. You guys know that movie? It's about
The cold, but they're made.
It's a surf movie. They live in Hawaii, and one of the girls is a maid and lost her parents, and she meets this really hot football player who I actually went on a date with like a few years ago. So I know I manifested him too. So where I'm going with this is literally, we've been watching it for a couple weeks, dreaming of Hawaii. My boss calls and he's like, Amber, you want to move to Hawaii? And I'm like, what? I'm like, yes. I was 24 years old. I said, yep. And he's like, okay, great. We got to get you there. The Hawaii office is going to hell in a handbasket. I need you to get out there and find out what's going on. He's like, and I was out. And my friends were like, oh my God, are you kidding me? It's the cold of winter in New York City. It's freezing. And I'm going to Hawaii. And I lived there for 5 months. So what I'm saying is like, this is how law of attraction works. What you focus your energy on with not a lot of resistance, that can come to you. But the resistance that you're focusing on, the lack and not having it, is actually keeping it away. So if you don't like your job, stop talking about not liking it.
Yeah.
Start focusing on what you do like in a job and change your story that a new job's going to come to me.
Oh my gosh, that's so huge. That is so big. We've had these conversations with some of our people, you know, what we talked about, and they talk about how much they want to quit their job because they want to do this instead. But I hate my job. I hate my job. It's like you hear it every time. And I just like you, I couldn't take it. I'm like, that's it. No more. You can't talk about how much you hate your job anymore. Every day we meet, you have to tell me what you love about your job. Every day, you have to tell me what you love about it. I just so totally agree.
Yes, and then the resistance, or then the least resistance desire will come into place, mm-hmm. right? So it's like really just being mindful. And listen, all this practicing, the words we speak and the thoughts we think takes practice. Because for so long, we're little robots, programmed like Eddie and I by parents. God, life is tough. Jeez, work sucks. Hearing these things, then go find jobs that work sucks. Or you have to work hard to make your money. No, you don't. You actually don't. That's the thing. People were ingrained in our parents' parents grew up in the Depression, and I get it. That was a time and space with severe scarcity. They were broke. They could barely put food on the table. So I understand why those guys are saying those things. Those guys, our parents' parents, created that story, life sucks and then you die. You know, all these like sayings that start to like get embedded in your brain, and it's just like a computer. At some point, you got to do an update. Your program's going to be running slow. And the best thing I can say to you guys in terms of the non-serving beliefs and limiting belief conversations and habits is, when you were little, what's the one all our parents told us? Don't talk to strangers.
Don't talk to strangers.
Yeah. For the longest time, we're like, stranger, stranger danger. And all of a sudden, you become an awkward teenager and an awkward young person. You're not talking to anybody. You have no social life. You're not connected. You have no social skills because your programming, just like if you had a computer, is running on an old belief system that's now not serving you as a grown adult. And so that is the perfect way for all of us to go, whoa, at some point you had to reprogram yourself to say, not all strangers are bad, right? But you had to go through life and experience it. So parents doing the best they could, and the experiences all programmed you to believe what you believe. And so now as grown adults, it's an opportunity for us to say, okay, if I have a story that work has to be hard, what if I change my story that I'm compensated doing what I love? My sticky note, I'm compensated doing what I love. I have gifts. And I love to serve others.
Yeah.
I love my job at the power plant. I am grateful for the money that I receive. Thank you, this job, for paying me for my energy and my services. And I'm calling in a new, amazing, you know, downline. And we're going to rock and roll. And like, this is temporary. And I'm grateful for it. And so shifting our consciousness and really training the thoughts we think and the words we speak. So then our computer, because we are computers, will follow suit. And do the things and start to believe it. And often affirmations people don't believe. You know, for many times, like, this is weird, this is stupid, but that's normal because affirmations are just seeds for new thoughts. And if thoughts are just thoughts, and thoughts can be changed, and thoughts turn into habits and belief systems. So why not program your brain to start believing that you matter and you're worthy and you can be paid with doing what you love, despite what your friends, family, or society has programmed you to believe.
Right. And going just kind of going off of that, and the way that you spoke the affirmations that you threw out there just on a whim, people will say, I have people tell me that all the time. They're just lies. They're just lies. And the reality of it all is that if you say, oh, you know, me, I am 5'5", no, it's never going to happen. You know, whatever. I am a presidential diamond. No, I'm not. I am. So how people can adjust an affirmation to make it to becoming an action going towards that rank. I am a presidential diamond. How do you respond to that as far as it's a lie? No, it's a planted seed, but how can people write up their affirmations to make it an action? Because you have to be in action to get what you want.
Right. So this is twofold, right? So I'm just joined the company. I don't know what the rank is, executive or premier, whatever it is when you guys first joined, right?
Yeah, sure. Right. It's okay. I think it's director, I think, is the first
director.
One.
Director. Okay, so yeah. Director. And then now I'm staring and I see Angela and Eddie, Blue Diamonds.
That's right.
I see them and I'm like, how the hell, you know, right. What if you said, what if you just didn't, you had that affirmation, like, I am a Blue Diamond now. And it's there. It's out into the resist. It's out there in the universe. But what if you didn't go so broad? And what if you just said, I am moving up rank quickly.
Yes.
Right? The right downline and team is coming to me now. I'm going to be a Blue Diamond in no time. Does that feel a lot better than I'm a Blue Diamond now? I'm a presidential Blue Diamond. I'm a Blue Diamond. Like, so it kind of just depends where you're at in your ability to surrender and manifest, because the belief systems you have now were programmed by someone.
Yes.
So the lie, I could say to them, did you believe when you were a child that strangers were dangerous, right? Or don't talk to strangers. They'll say yes, because it was programmed. So if someone programmed you to believe strangers were dangerous, you can program yourself to, I could say now that's a lie, right? But it's all in context, right? So I think what I say to most people is, more oftentimes than not, affirmations, you're not going to believe them when you first start doing them. And that's okay, right? It's totally okay. It takes practice, right? It takes practice to say it. And I have a lot of clients that have a hard time even looking in themselves in the mirror and saying, I love you, right? Just like when I'm, 6'1" model that's 100 pounds still doesn't think she's pretty. And she's a supermodel walking the cover. She doesn't believe it. And the whole world's like, how do you not believe it? We can see it. But it doesn't matter. And so you get to practice, just practice, saying these affirmations and say to yourself, to that voice that comes up and says, that's a lie. You could say to yourself, which is one of my most powerful affirmations I use, is thank you for protecting me. There's no way this business is going to work. You could say, thank you for trying to protect me, but yes, this business is going to work. It's working. I already have a customer. It's clearly working. I can see results everywhere that it's working. No. And if it works for them, it can work for me. But thank that self-limiting belief and that fear, because that's just the little voice in your head that's probably your mom, your dad, the bully at school, someone telling you that belief that you believed, but is a lie because it's not even true. But you can tell yourself, thank you for trying to protect me. And this business is working. Right? Thank you for sharing. And I think so often people want to like block out those thoughts, but those thoughts were in there. They're floating around in there in your programming. They're little viruses. You just get to like go through the steps to clear a virus. You know, you just slowly work up to it. So it's totally normal if you think these affirmations are crazy. And I'm totally letting you know, what do you have to lose?
Yep.
Because if you don't like the life you have now, something's got to change. So why not start talking to yourself in a positive way and see what you can create? Try it for a week.
Yeah. You have nothing to lose.
What do you have to lose? Oh my gosh.
So true.
So good. Okay. Well, I don't want to say it because it's not true. Okay. But what do you have to lose? Mm-hmm. That's so good. And I love that you don't have to go full blown. I am a blue diamond. You can say, I am on my way. My team is making their way to me as I sit here right now. As I'm putting it out there, they are slowly, the universe is, or God or whatever you want to say, is putting actions into play that will have them right at my doorstep. Yeah. To say things like that, I love that. We can start in the gray area, basically. But saying that is tremendously better than saying, I'll never make it. It's not good enough. I just enrolled 10 and I'll never enroll anymore, or so on and so forth.
And here's that in reality, is that if you are constantly saying, I haven't enrolled anybody since July. I haven't enrolled anybody since July. Then if you leave your house, that is in your head and that is what you see. But if I'm constantly saying, you know what? Everyone I meet can be a part of my team. Then every time I leave the house and I run into someone, that right there is an open door, an open conversation for what I want it to be. And it's just like, it's that whole thing is if you look around the room and I say, find something red, and you look for red, and then I close your eyes and say, okay, point out all the things that were brown. You will find exactly what you're looking for.
Amen.
You will find exactly what you're looking for. And that's why when I walk into a nail salon, I know that the people I meet in there are potential doTERRA people for me. And when I walk into the grocery store, everybody's a conversation. When I walk into church, everybody's a conversation. Where compared to the person that I'm coaching right now who says, I haven't enrolled anybody since July, then nobody is part of that conversation for them. No one, because their eyes are closed and the universe is like, fine, you're good then, right? You're good. That's what you want. All right, good.
The story that you keep telling yourself, you're reaffirming. And so the thing with affirmations is we are affirming what we want or what we don't want every time we speak and every time we think.
There it is.
And so if you continue to tell yourself, I haven't enrolled since July, and that's your story, then that's what you're going to continue to create. So tell everyone, if you don't, that story just like gives me anxiety. So that person, you get to say, okay, stop. The first thing you get to do is you get to stop saying that.
Yeah.
You just want to no longer enroll anyone. They're going to go, of course not. And then you're going to go, okay, so no more. Your now story is, I enroll people everywhere I go. So when you feel the need to keep freaking ingraining the affirmation that I don't enroll anyone. I don't enroll anyone. Universe goes, okay, she doesn't enroll anyone. Not creating any opportunities for you, not lining anything up. But if you start to say, I enroll people everywhere I go, you got to know that all these affirmations are creating the life that you have right now and the belief system that you've created for yourself. So it's going to take a little while for you negative Nancys out there who've been telling that story that I'll never be a blue diamond and I don't enroll anybody and I'll never get to walk on the stage. Okay, you're right. So you've got a little bit more work to do, but it doesn't have to be so serious. But just know you are literally programming your computer. She doesn't enroll anyone. She won't walk on stage. So all the choices that you make and all the experiences you have are going to go towards that computer program. So we just get to take responsibility, guys. And it, honestly, like if it's happening to you, you must believe you deserve it. So I would actually coach that woman and say, do you believe you're worthy of enrollment? Mm-hmm. Do you believe you're worthy of success? Because what you keep who used to tell you that you couldn't do it? Because what's really underneath all of that is somebody told her that she couldn't do something. Somebody told her she couldn't be good enough. And maybe her parents told her not to have dreams or that she wasn't a good leader. Maybe her story is that she's scared to talk to people. There's something beneath why she hasn't enrolled anybody in July. She either doesn't believe she's worth having financial freedom, or you got to find out what she's really scared of.
Yeah.
Because she keeps telling herself that story so she doesn't have to get hurt. She doesn't have to take a risk. Maybe it's her fear of failure. And the thing is, there is no failure. The only failure is not doing anything. Right? It's like all of a sudden we become a society like, well, I'm scared. So what? Fear is just a feeling and an emotion, just like excitement and just like joy. It's not going anywhere. So it's really important for those of you that are listening to this and being like, gosh, I'm so far from that. Focus on you being the best downline you can be. What do you want your ideal downline to look like? Yep. Do you get on Zoom calls? Do you listen to Angela's podcast religiously and Eddie's podcast religiously? Are you on Periscope? Are you on YouTube? Are you reading? Are you feeding your mind? Are you saying, I'm going to talk to 5 people this week, mm-hmm. everywhere I go, right? So become the downline you want to be. Become the customer you want to be and let universe, God, figure out the how it's going to work. Stay on your path. You know, post on social the way you want your downline to. Stay connected. Plug into your community. Be the downline you want. Be the customer you want. Because all you guys saying like, oh, I'm gung-ho and my downline hasn't figured it out. Guess what, network marketers? You're a coach. You're a coach. You're a life coach. You're a coach. And this is why I coach so many network marketers. Because I'm like, guess what? You signed up to be a coach and you too get that. Yep. You find out it's not about the frankincense, being good for someone. It's not about the $70. It's not about whatever it is. It's about, does this person feel qualified to be in that role? And do they feel qualified for that success? That's why I tell a lot of you guys, lose the sale and go to be in service. If you know someone down the street's uncle has cancer, you best be calling them up and saying, we got oils for you. You got to start caring about people enough to want to serve them. And like makes you want to cry. It's right. Like, how dare you have your ego and you know your neighbor has arthritis and you see her hunched over and you see her in pain, but you haven't even offered her blue, deep blue. Like what's wrong with you? Like you are little healers running around. And so I'm just letting you know, like get over yourself and start to care about people enough that if they say no, you're not going to wiggle away into a pile of dust. Like, they said they didn't want to buy my lemon oil. Who cares? Focus on the people that need support and help. They're everywhere. I freaking enroll people and I'm not even selling anything. I can't even hook them up with my people. So I'm just saying, like, you guys, like, choose to live the life you want. And yep. Given your parents their power and society and your first husband and your last wife and all these other people that like ruined you and you're in victim, choose to know that in this moment, it can start today. You can start to tell yourself the words and inspiration you didn't get as a kid, the acknowledgement you didn't get as a kid, the praise and support you didn't get from your spouse or your family or your coworkers, and not everyone has to get it. And I think that's what's made me so powerful is that ever since I was little, I would even spend Christmases and holidays with my friends' family. I stayed away from that negativity, and I stopped doing things out of obligation. And if your upline sucks and they're negative and you've done your part and you've tried to support, don't worry about them. Go plug into other uplines. Go plug into other communities. You don't need their approval. They don't have to like you. You don't have to like them. You don't have to get along. Just do you and stay in your lane, and you're going to make money any freaking way. So at the end of the day, they're probably just jealous of you. So love on them, support them, and just recognize that everyone's just doing the best they can. And if you're new to the business or your business is just kind of plateaued, your life gets to work first, and it all comes down to self-love and self-worth. Because if you don't think you're worthy of being a blue diamond and you're really, truly worthy of success, you're going to create stories and keep telling yourself these self-limiting beliefs. It's going to keep you away from it. And that's it.
Awesome.
That was awesome. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you for this.
I've got one big, want to say one big takeaway that I'm taking from this is that at all times, whether we know it or not, we are doing affirmations. They're either serving us or they aren't. That's it. There aren't any times when we're not doing affirmations. Yeah. People who don't believe in them, they're doing them too. And bottom line is you're either getting what you want or you aren't. And because of what you're saying or what you're not saying. Yeah. That's it. I just love that. So thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you don't like your life, stop. Or if you don't like your life, take a look at the words you speak, the thoughts you think, and look at how negative you might be and look at what's coming out of your mouth.
Yeah.
If you have the power to change your life, just based your one affirmation away.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I know right now we're all in the seasons of setting goals right now. And if setting goals is hard, then that's a good sign that you're not doing a very good job of serving your own heart. So I love it. So, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we,
well, I mean, this was fantastic and so needed. And I definitely, I want to put that bug in your ear too, that a potential podcast on the feminine leadership. Cause I know that so many people, myself included, need to better understand that. So anyway, we want to let you tell people how they can find you, how they can hire you, where they can see that you're at, and just lay it all out. Cause I know you're everywhere.
Oh, thank you, girl. So you guys can get over to lifepurposecheerleader.com. There is a button that will pop up on your screen where you can sign up and subscribe to a free newsletter. It's the Team Live Your Purpose newsletter. I probably honestly send things out like once a month. It's not very often. But when I do, it's to keep you guys in the know of what's coming up. Mm-hmm. You know, we get so flooded with newsletters and emails and all that stuff. So I prefer to be on Scope and on Busker and on Facebook Live. I love live streaming. Like, that's my jam. I love connecting. I love engaging and interacting. And that's like my free service I offer to people, because I truly believe the more you give, the more you receive. And, you know, I'm on a mission. I'm inspiring a million people to live their purpose, and that's just what's happening. And so any way I can do that is what I'm up to. So Periscope, if you don't have the app, download it. Busker, if you don't have the app, download it. Especially for all you network marketers, you can get on there and talk about your products, and people can like buy them right there on the app. It's fantastic. It's a very small community. So plug into that. And then, of course, if you are a part of the doTERRA family, during convention, I will be doing a Worthy Goddess workshop. I think promoted the last one for like less than a week, and we had 35 people. I'm committed to 80 or 85. I know that will sell out.
Yep.
We will probably do a full day, because I just wanted more time. I just realized there's so many women that need support and get to love themselves and believe they're worthy. And really, that's what your success is all comes down to. Do you feel worthy of it? And if you don't, there's work to do, right? And the fastest way to have a successful business is to love yourself and really plug into self-worth and self-love, so you can be in service. Because no matter how fast you move up, if you don't love yourself, you'll sabotage your success along the way. Know that. So Worthy Goddess is going to be coming up. We may do a retreat, maybe in Oregon and LA in the next few months. So again, subscribe to that newsletter so you guys will be in the know of that. My book's going to be coming out in printed version in the first quarter of this year. So everybody that signs up for that newsletter will get that offer as well. They'll get a copy of my book for free, Sticky Affirmations to Live Your Purpose. If you don't want to wait until then, it's $4.99 on Amazon as an ebook, and you can download the Kindle app on your iPhone and just read it there. It's just 26 pages, but it will really support you with sticky affirmations and how you can create your own to work on anything from weight loss to self-love to success and business. And the Turn Your Crazy Into Your Purpose boot camp, round three, I think I'm going to do in February or March. It's limited. It's live on Zoom. It's 4 weeks. Okay. And crazy results for women, entrepreneurs, mompreneurs, students, a lot of moms, and you know, most individuals that are just really committed to changing their life through the thoughts they think and the words they speak, and getting over their old stories so they can have the life they want. Because we're all worthy of it, guys. It's our birthright. So, yeah, I would say that's all in a nutshell what I've got going on.
All right, man.
One-on-one coaching is pretty limited. I think I'm pretty full, but again, email me, and I'm really clear that I only want to support people that are really up to big things and are going to make massive shifts and change in the world. So
yeah,
reach out to me at lifepurposecheerleader@gmail.com if you want to explore that.
Be committed when you do that, please. I'll tell about people, be committed to change if you're going to reach out. So, you know, as a coach myself, it makes it a lot easier when someone's committed, they know what they want and they're ready to go. Then we can get some results. That's what fires me up, is working with people who get results, who want to work.
Yeah.
They just need that, you know, that direction. So, one thing I want to say before we wrap up, the sticky notes, I'm going to show for people on our podcast, they can't hear this or they can't see this, but there is I've got this diamond post-it note holder, and I got this when I immediately thought of you. Pretty much whenever I see post-its, write something down, stick it up on our wall, I immediately think of you. Yeah. I wanted to share one with you. There was a friend of mine. Her name is Charlotte. She was in our four-month group that we did. For those of you guys who like 4 month groups, I was like, I'm a big believer in group coaching. It's really awesome. Yes. We got another one coming up in a few months. But she came to the conclusion that she wanted to write one word on a sticky note and have it in strategic places in her house. Wow. And the word was priorities. And just writing the word priority, she said on a sticky note, when she would see it, like she wrote it in front of the refrigerator to remember why she's, you know, what am I really going to go for in this refrigerator?
Right.
So she saw that word, and that word influences her decisions when she's in front of the refrigerator. Yes. Or in her bedroom or in her office. What are her priorities? And I just wanted to share that with you because I knew you would appreciate it. It had a big impact on her. And so I shared that with a lot of people that we've been working with, our groups. And this new group that we just started, we literally just called them the priorities group. I just loved it so much. So I wanted to share that with you. Thank you.
It's so true. These sticky notes, that's why I'm such an advocate of them. They're little mini billboards that will support you in staying in a line and staying focused and choosing wisely. And this right here, you can't see. This is one from my boot camp. My number one priority is joy. Because you guys, everything can only manifest from the joy vibration. And so if you're in a space of joy, only choose people, situations, experiences that bring you joy. And if not, chill out and wait till you can get in joy. Because if you keep pushing, when you have resistance and things aren't working, it doesn't mean try harder. It means surrender, let go, get into a really good vibrational place, be happy and grateful for what you have, experience joy, and then go back into it. Because from that desperation and that resistance, you're going to stay so far away from your goal or your intention. So priorities are awesome, loving reminder to stay on the path and stay committed. Yeah.
True.
Well, I love it. Thank you for sharing. That's so cool.
Well, we want to thank you again for everything. You're just awesome. And we appreciate you taking the time out to do this with us. And we're going to go ahead and just say goodbye. So for Mama's Little Biz podcast, my name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Have a wonderful week, everybody. And happy sharing.
Bye.